Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ellen Reinhardt in for Ricky Bevington. Another federal subpoena has been issued today in the bribery investigation of Atlanta City Hall. GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
The U.S. District Court of North Georgia has asked Atlanta to provide all financial records related to former Watershed Commissioner Joanne Macrina. The government has also asked for her travel records and expenses from January to May of 2016, as well as any ethics training she received. Former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed fired her in 2016, in part due to questionable international travel. This is just the latest in a long line of subpoenas issued for the former mayor's administration. Last year, the federal government requested 8 years of Reed spending records. So far, 6 guilty pleas have been made in the corruption investigation. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A drought affecting much of the South continues to get worse. A USDA crop report shows nearly 20% of Georgia peanuts are in poor or very poor condition. Forecasters blame the heat along with a lack of rain. The state saw its driest September on record. Nearly 56 million residents are now living in drought conditions in parts of 16 southern states, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor report. One of the nation's driest areas is Bartow County in Georgia, where extreme drought conditions have kicked up buckets of dust and left cattle pastures bare. Today marks the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Michael's arrival in Georgia. A year later, farmers continue to struggle. GPB's Josephine Bennett reports.
Hurricane Michael hit southwest Georgia as a Category 3 with 115-mile-per-hour winds. Losses to agriculture, including pecans, cotton, and timber, topped more than $2.4 billion. 1 year later, farmers are still recovering. GPB's Political Rewind spoke to South Georgia farmer and State Representative Clay Perkle, who lost acres and acres of cotton at his farm in Sycamore.
I saw all the cotton that's laid on the ground, and it was completely and utterly gone. I came back home, and I just cried like a baby.
In addition to recovery, Georgia farmers are dealing with drought and ongoing pressures around trade. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett in Macon.